Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? It is interesting at the cross, when the Gospels, you read about the cross, the people who passed by the cross. Read the narrative of the cross in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and you'll find the people that passed by. Christ had something to say to those people. And the very heart of the gospel is beholding the Christ in sorrow, suffering, and sacrifice on the cross. Behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow. Now this was not self-inflicted sorrow, which is done unto me. And it's not what man did to him that brought the atonement. It's what God did to him. Wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me. Look at it. In the day of his fierce anger. You go and look into the pit of hell, and you'll see the pit of God's fierce anger. But go to Calvary and you'll see the day of his fierce anger. And that day was not for me or not for any other sinner, but it was the day of the Lord's suffering. And you will notice the fierce anger of God was afflicted on the Son. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. And then when you come to verse 13, you read there, from above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevailed against them. And he takes his bones first, and he refers to them, fire in my bones. Remember what it saith, that would come to him, the Lord would bruise him, but Satan would bruise him, because Satan was going to bruise the feet of Christ. He has spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. Come up upon my neck. In one sense they were not his own, but he bore our transgressions in his own body to the tree. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands. I am not able to rise up. The Lord hath trodden underfoot all mighty men in the midst of me. He hath called an assembly against me to crush my young men. The Lord hath trodden the virgin, the daughter of Judah, as in the wine press. A whole catalogue of the sufferings, the bitter sorrows that he bore, and oh, the crown of thorns he wore, that I might live forevermore, is more than tongue can tell. Let us bow our heads, and some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the fact he gave his body to be broken for us. Let's give God thanks for the broken bread, which represents the broken body of Christ upon the tree. Amen.